Hello and welcome to That Sports Gamer Show, episode number 81, the second part, part two of the 2013 That Sports Gamer Awards. I am not TJ Lowerman. No, I am Rich Grisham from the Press Row Podcast and Games Radar. Happy to be here to once again be hosting this prestigious awards show. And joining me is the namesake of the show, That Sports Gamer, TJ Lowerman. TJ, welcome to your own award show, part two.
Rich Grisham, so happy that you could have me.
And also joining us, despite the wishes of TJ Lowerman, is a man better known for his extreme fandom of the Green Bay Packers than his extreme fandom of That Sports Gamer, Mr. Scott Binns. Scott, welcome back.
Oh, I thought we were having Mike Susick. I just busted down the door for the second week in a row. And
you cannot stop him. You can only hope to contain him. Gentlemen, welcome back to the second part of the That Sports Gamer 2013 Awards. Before we get to, let's face it, the better part of the award show, let's recap the first part, the not quite as good part, shall we?
The less interesting part, would you say?
I don't know if I would say less interesting, just flat out not as good, you know. But hey, I didn't put these
the
awards
goofy
together.
Part.
We didn't really try the first time. This is the much better time.
So what did we have? We had the best song in a sports game, which went to Radioactive by the Imagine Dragons, mostly because it was on two different games, MLB 13, the show, and NBA 2K14.
This makes it win by default.
That's true. The most interesting game was Pro Baseball Spirits 2013. The best cover athlete was Andrew McCutchen from MLB 13, the show. The best card collecting mode was FIFA Ultimate Team in FIFA 14. The best franchise mode was NCAA 14's Dynasty mode. The biggest disappointment was Ashes Cricket 2013. Of course, the strangest thing about that it was only disappointing to TJ Lowerman and nobody else.
Hurtful words.
The game that will be missed is NCAA football, no doubt. The best single player
online mode.
Don't tell me whoa. I know what I'm doing here, sir.
All right, I believe you. I trust in Grisham. I need a little leather wristband. What would Grisham do?
The best single player online mode, the best single player career mode, the game of the year, and the most anticipated game of 2014, however, is what we are here tonight to bestow. So I'm excited. TJ, are you excited?
I'm pretty excited.
Scott Binns, are you excited?
I'm excited.
Good. Well, let's jump right into it, shall we? Because we have four awards. All will merit quite a discussion. So let's get right into it, shall we? Up first, as you just heard me mention, the best single player online mode. What I find most interesting about this category is that it probably could not have even existed, say, 4 years ago.
And or yet, on Rich's PS3.
Oh, yeah, definitely not on my PS3, which hates the internet. So first of all, TJ, I don't know that I've ever seen this award before. How did you kind of come up with this?
Well, Rich, I kind of just went into my brain, figured out what mode was in every single game, and then just said, let's make an award for that. I mean, good idea, right? Is that not how all these award shows go?
Well, most of them don't originate inside your brain, but they
should.
Now let's clarify here. When we say single player online, which kind of sounds like an oxymoron to me, we're talking about where you go online and you play as one individual player.
Yes.
On a team of other real people playing as individual players.
Yes, where you take your created version of yourself onto the internet. You jack him in and get your game on.
As opposed to your non-created version of yourself.
Yes, that one just jacks off.
Oh, my.
I think wow.
You just earned yourself an explicit tag right there, TJ.
Yep.
You know, I leave the explicit tag on just for safety.
All right. So the best single player online mode, let's talk about honorable mention. What didn't quite make it onto the podium, but did deserve at least a mention in your eyes, TJ Lowerman?
Mainly, two main reasons this only gets honorable mention. One, the servers always suck. And two, because it has the most branding of a mode, it's The Park, presented by Sprite,
in NBA 2K14.
Now, have you actually played the park in NBA 2K14?
Thankfully, I've actually been able to get into a good handful of games.
Okay.
And for the smart people that are just wearing a black shirt and black pants because they didn't spend any of their VC trying to make their guy look cool.
Right.
Yeah, it's a pretty fun little mode. You can play 2-on-2, 3-on-3, or 5-on-5 against other groups of created pros and play basketball, old school street style.
Now, what I found interesting is on the Press Row Podcast 2013 Christmas Spectacular, one of the Madden developers mentioned that he loved the park. He loved to kind of hang out, watch what's going on, and then jump in the game. And I was surprised because I've not heard a whole lot of people talk about enjoying this. Granted, not knocking it, not that you know, it isn't worthwhile. It's just one of the modes that I have not, for a lot of different reasons, most of them technical issues, ventured that far into. So,
and now in 2K13, they had the crew mode, right? Was that the same
that
kind
was,
of thing?
That no, was they, 11 or 10.
11, 12?
That was a yeah, couple, that, two or three versions ago.
But that was like the same thing with pro teams.
People were like up in arms.
Yeah.
That was the same thing where you could play 5-on-5 with pro teams, though, right?
Yeah, you know, I never did play it.
I thought it was 5-on-5 with like your
made-up guess?
My player character.
Yeah, it was definitely had the elements of what you're talking about. I don't know specifically what more or less there was, but that was the crux of it.
Yeah, I just thought it was really fun to get my guy out there because, look, I am really bad at NBA 2K14. Like, I might be famously bad at NBA 2K14.
It's about the only game I have left anymore, frankly.
It's about one of those games that I'm thinking about trading in.
Nah, I wouldn't. I mean, hold on to it.
I would trade an NBA Live, but I bought that digitally because some guy said it's the best game he's ever played in his life.
I don't think any of those things are true.
Who would say that?
Nobody would say that.
And that's a serious question, TJ.
But yeah, the park's cool. I want to get. Right. I want to. If we're both going to keep NBA 2K14, I think we should definitely play some of the park.
Yeah, no, I want. I mean, you know, it's been so interesting because there were so many games that came out. I play personally FIFA, Madden, and NBA 2K all the time. It's like a daily rotation. One, you know, every day, virtually every day, I play at least one of them. But in 2K, I play pretty much now. I've settled on playing my career. I don't go into my GM and I've really just kind of settled on that. Whereas in FIFA, I'm just playing a season of Everton, and in Madden, I'm playing our Press Row Online franchise. So I really don't kind of get out of that groove. And when you play, you know, one of those games every 3 days, you know, you don't move that quickly in any of them, really.
But now that you're my career guy is good, we should play in the park.
Yeah, he's not bad. I mean, I'm still only like 20 games into my first season, but I've made him a decent outside shooter.
Did you get him a sweet headband? Maybe
no.
Some new kicks.
No, I do have good. Him walking around in a black tracksuit bought with VC that I did not pay a dime for.
I just wear my pink suit that I wore to the draft every day.
Nice.
Apparently my guy's very cheap, I guess.
Yeah. All right.
I have to say,
oh, go ahead, Scott.
Really quick, when I was listening to Press Row and hearing people talk about the park mode,
this is
one of those where I go, that sounds really interesting. I wish I could try that.
Right. Yeah, one of these days I am going to go there. It's just, you know, I always find myself with limited time. And I try to maximize what I get out of the game. And going and hang around in the park for half hour or an hour, I would not feel right now would be advancing my cause, so to speak. But being able to play a couple of games in my season where I can get some VC to make my guy better.
Yeah, if you even get
just feels
credit
like
for
I'm,
it, I'd be surprised.
Yeah.
I think you get a little bit, but not too much.
Right.
But still fun, nonetheless. Much better if you can play with someone you know, and you can say, hey, pass me the ball, rather than two randoms that don't pass you the ball.
Yeah. But agreed. All right, so that's honorable mention. What is number three on your list of the best single-player online mode?
You may remember the short-lived That Sports Gamer Country Club.
I was a member of that club before I was unceremoniously thrown out for reasons that are still unclear to me.
Wait, why?
I'm going to assume the club magically deleted itself then.
Oh, that could be. Yeah, that happened last year.
Yeah, that's probably what happened.
It was there the last time I turned on the game, which has been since I've moved, so.
Hey, it was super fun while Tiger Woods was a thing that we played all the time, right? That was the only reason I was turning on Tiger Woods, no joke. Some of those single player stuff in Tiger Woods got a little too hard for me, so.
Yeah, the problem with that mode is the fact that it relied on you to work outside of the game to put tournaments together and what have you.
I felt like we still weren't able to do that this year, right?
No, you had still to go to the website? Go onto EA's website to create
the
tournaments.
Worst. Literally the
I
worst.
I think the plus side this year is that you could give different club members that power, so it wasn't just like the club creator that had to do it.
It's a really good mode in theory
and playing when online works. Solid.
Maybe we should start that up again. I want to bring it back.
The other problem with Tiger Woods is that the game is so customizable, it's impossible to get. It's like pizza toppings. You get more than three people together and you just can't agree on anything.
Scott Binns, let me tell you right now, Pizza Hut is having a deal. $10, large pie, anything you want on it. You can literally put every topping on it. Think about it, gentlemen. But yeah, so it ended up being where there were some players, like myself, who just happened to be way better than the rest of the country club. And then it was like, well, do we make the tournaments easier? And then everybody shoots good, and some people shoot ridiculously good. Or make them harder, and then the people that were shooting even par or so start shooting like six over par. They're not having fun.
In a lot of ways, it's like a lot of online games, right? If you get on board at launch with a like-minded group of people, you can have a lot of fun. But as the first 2 to 4 to 6 to 8 weeks sort of go by, then you're in a world of has and have-nots.
Right.
And unless you have a dedicated group of people, like if you have a four-string style thing going where everybody commits to a certain schedule and a certain lifestyle, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
It can be exactly what you said. And I don't know if it would be possible or if this were even available, but you could, I would imagine, be able to eliminate some of those barriers by just having different guys be different pros, right? Or being able to say, for this tournament, you're going to have your guy, but everybody's going to have the same level skill. So it just comes down to who technically shoots better. But I don't know if any of those are possibilities.
I think we tried to implement something like that. I think we essentially said, if your pro wasn't good, you can just use a pro. I mean, if your creative guy wasn't good.
I think we just said use whoever you want. We don't care.
Right.
You want to use your pro, use your pro. You want to use Tiger Woods, use Tiger Woods.
Right. And then, like you said, there's always somebody who goes in and shoots 39 under par.
Right.
Thus basically making it, I mean, very few people that we sort of associate with in sports games are like win at all costs, or if I don't win, it's not fun. But it's also kind of not fun if you go in knowing that you've got absolutely no chance at all, even if you play great.
Right, because there were some games where it's like, I'm literally going to play this tournament and birdie every single hole. And if I don't do that, I'm doing something wrong. Mm. But then there was other times where I would try to make it harder, and I'd shoot like par, and then it was absolutely no fun for anybody.
Right.
It was like, well, then I think at one point we were like, well, do we make two different clubs, one for like the more better people and one for the not as good people, and split the community that way. And I don't know. It was tough.
Let's point out here that most of our problems with the mode aren't with the mode itself.
Oh, right. Right. Yeah.
Like that's executed really well, except for the creating tournaments online part.
Right.
You know, all our problems are just with the game.
Yep.
Because just go try and find an online game of Tiger Woods sometime and find a game that has the settings you like playing with.
Yeah, and you could literally customize pretty much everything for every tournament.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yep. And you even get, it even modifies the experience points you get based on what you set.
Right. That's also, I kind of wish they didn't have so much of the DLC courses in there and stuff. Because we always had to be, like, super careful setting up tournaments.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like, oh, we're going to set up this 4-day tournament, but we got to make sure that it's a default version of the game course.
Yeah, the not special edition game.
Right.
And I think it was better this year, but the game wouldn't tell you which ones were those five courses that came on the historic edition.
Right.
And I think last year it didn't even tell you what courses were the DLC courses.
I mean, did it? I don't even know if this year really did that much, did it?
I think this year did. Like, if you picked the course, the little picture that popped up would content or something.
Maybe. Yeah.
But.
All right. So that most of
the problems are with the game itself and the fact that it's almost got too many options, if that's possible.
And Tiger Woods, the only game where you can make your pro really look like yourself, because it doesn't really matter. If you're fat, you can still play golf. If you're super skinny, you can still play golf. Everything else, you got to make yourself like, this is my basketball version of me.
Right. This is my 6'9" buff, 42-inch vertical leap dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is my big fat hockey defender.
Tiger Woods is like, I got this beer belly, and I'm like, well, I guess I'll just put this in the game.
All right. So what is number two on your list for the best single-player online mode, TJ Lowerman?
Number two probably should be number one, but number one and number two, easily the hardest decision I've ever made in my life.
Wow.
I'm putting number two as pro clubs in FIFA
14.
What? I know, it's crazy.
What?
Yeah, that's insanity.
I mean, you guys can see what number one is, though.
Not if you're not looking. And I'm not
right now.
But yeah, pro clubs, FIFA, amazing. Create your guy and play. You can play with randoms. You can play with friends. I think, what is my team name? I don't even know what my team name is on PS4. It might be That Sports Gamer Crew. God, we need to play pro clubs more, because think of everything you love in FIFA and then not have to worry about the other stuff. Just play your pro. It's just a beautiful game.
I haven't played in a couple of years because I haven't had FIFA in a couple of years, but what I did play of pro clubs a couple of years ago was some of the most fun times I've had playing any kind of mode like this. Like, it's the kind of game where when you score a goal, you're in a party chat with everybody, anyone scores a goal or comes close to scoring a goal. It was fun when I would jump on and you guys were in the middle of a game already. And I would just listen to the party chat while you guys finished that game so I could join the next one. Even that was fun listening to it because I have no clue what's going on.
And then you have your iTunes all set up just waiting for you to score so that when you score, you can hit the space bar to play whatever song you've already set up to be your victory dance. Amazing.
You know, you can just set that up in game to do that.
Yeah, but not everybody can hear it. I want everyone to hear.
And everybody can hear your iPod playing in your room?
No, I play it really, really loud and then it goes over the Xbox chat. And we'll be like, yes! But yeah, there's a PS4. I assume it's That Sports Gamer Crew. That's pretty sweet. I think we did like two seasons. Oh, you know what happened? Let me tell you why this mode is the best. During Extra Life, around, I want to say 2:30 in the morning, my buddy, who was it? My buddy Adam IMs me. Dude, I'm crashing. I was like, you're not crashing. Putting FIFA. Let's play some pro clubs. We literally played 6 straight hours of pro clubs to make it through the rest of the night.
Wow.
It's just that good. First off, who are all these other people we were playing? That's what I want to know, because though time zones probably played a factor into that. But yeah, pro clubs, up to 11 people on a side, going crazy. And if you have good teammates, it's probably the number one
best player online mode. Yeah, but if you have bad teammates...
Yeah, that's the only thing I don't like about the drop-in games. And something that sets the number one game apart. When you set up your pro, you can only set him up once. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can go in and change him all you want.
But if you don't know what position you're going to be able to play in any given game.
Right. So if you're going to do just a random drop-in game, you might be set up as a striker. And you get into the drop-in game, and the only thing that's left is a left back. Then your guy's not going to have good defensive skills, and then it's probably not going to be as fun for you.
Or anybody, because your guy sucks at defending.
Right. And everybody else is a striker, too, so your whole team's going to have zero defense. Which leads us to four for
So your number one, the winner, of the sports game, that sports gamer award for the best single player online mode is
EA Sports Hockey League in NHL 14.
Can't argue with that. It is a blast.
Yep, yeah, it's outside chance the one I've played the least of this year of all these, but it's just that good.
It is that good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it is sad we don't play more often.
Yeah, it's just, you know, scheduling. You know, it's hard enough to get two of us together at one time, much less three, four, or five.
I mean, we should probably turn this podcast off and just go play it right now, right?
After my NHL experience today in the playoffs, I'm not so sure you want me on your team right now.
Also play as a defender.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
whatever you do, don't play as a goalie.
Bad goaltenders.
Hey, I can play goalie.
I believe you. And that's the good part about this, is that you create your center, your wing, your defensive, and your goalie guy all completely different. And you can put your stats in all the different places, so no matter how the game lines up, you're going to be set up right. Which is literally my favorite part of that mode, because FIFA needs that really bad.
Desperately, yeah. FIFA needs that.
So there you have it. The winner, EA SHL, the EA Sports Hockey League. Well done, Mr. Lowerman.
Yeah, it's great.
Let's move on to the second category of the evening, the best single-player career mode. Probably sure to generate a lot of controversy, because I think you'd be hard-pressed to find any major sports game that does not sport a full and robust single-player career mode. So
that's really a coming thing of this generation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't think we really had that in...
I want to say that the show featured a little bit at the end of the PS2 era, as did Madden for that matter.
When did Road to Glory start? I feel
5 years ago.
Yeah, that, you know what? That was the end of the PS2 as well. But you know, it
let's
was
just
like
say it really 06. Hit its stride.
Yeah, yeah, it was like 06, 07. They started dabbling in it, and then it really came along, and now every game has to have one.
And yeah. It's interesting too, is because there's so much. There's so much time and effort in all games, not just sports games, being dedicated to online-enabled types of things. It's almost quaint having a pure-play single-player mode, but every time you talk to sports game developers, they always tell you the numbers don't lie. The vast majority of people who buy their games and play their games are playing non-internet based, you know, they love their offline franchises. They love their online single player career modes. That is what a lot of, you know, the vast majority of sports game players like. So it makes sense. Yeah. So what did not make it to the podium, Mr. Lowerman?
The one that did not make it is the Be a Pro mode in NHL 14.
Now, why is that? Because it is a solid mode. Is it?
Well, first off,
it's a leading question, but should I just go ahead and put it out there? Is it because it hasn't really changed very much since it was introduced several years ago?
That's the main thing. They added the questions this year, right?
Yeah.
That was their big enhancement this year?
Yeah.
So
yeah, I didn't think it was like, it's not very exciting in my opinion though.
No, it was
more Be a Pro
entertaining.
Yeah.
My biggest problem with it was that there was always a clearly wrong answer and a clearly right answer.
Right. But yeah. And you know what? I like hitting people. So my Be a Pro spent a lot of time sitting on a bench watching the game through some plastic.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I'm not going to hold that against the game. I'm going to hold that against myself.
Yeah. Couldn't skip past that, could you?
No, that's...
Couldn't you? Oh, yeah, no, yeah, you're in the penalty. Yeah, you could. If you got put in the penalty box, you could just skip through your penalty.
It's been a while since I played
Beat. I don't know, Scott. Are you sure about that?
You can skip through any time you're not on the ice.
I know you could skip through when you're not on the ice, but even that was a little bit...
No, you
know,
couldn't skip through it, Scott, because you had to sit there so you could hop back in.
Right. I think in the penalty...
No, you can skip through your penalty. Believe me, I am 100% certain on this. You can skip through your penalties.
Okay, well, whether you can
or can't... Be a Pro, 2014 best single career mode of a game. No.
Whether you could or you could not, skipping through it still involved 15 to 20 seconds of waiting and watching the menus load and advancing. Like, it was... Be a Pro could be faster. It could really do a better job of getting you in and getting you out. It got to be pretty, pretty bland sitting there between all the different between each of your shifts.
Yeah, I didn't like the old style where you'd actually play the regular like 5 minute periods and.
Oh, that was tough. Yeah.
Yeah, that. And but you literally would have to watch when you're not on the ice. Being able to skip around is nice, even and then they could make it so playing a full like 20 minute periods game is actually doable, but it still takes longer than playing like a regular game.
Yeah, it's a long time to play one game, which it should.
I mean, it's not maybe we're talking like 15 minutes here, but with NHL that adds up.
Yeah, and it just felt long too, right? Like it just didn't feel snappy, and and probably because when you're playing NHL in any other mode, you're just. I mean, there's no game I think that goes by as breezily as an NHL game does. I mean, you could play a regular length game in 20 minutes because, you know, it's just that kind of a game. It just flows nicely. You know, you're constantly moving back and forth. There's not a lot of stoppages of time. Mm-hmm. And when there are, you just hit the button real quick, and next thing you know, you're face off, and there you go.
FIFA might be the only faster game.
And yeah, it's true. And Be a Pro breaks all of that up. Like there's so many breaks in the action. There's so many, okay, simulating, you know, spinny wheel. Then you get back on the ice. Like it really, the experience is so different than the regular experiences.
And granted, it got honorable mention. But when I look at this list of all the awards, this might be possibly the toughest category to pick. Because all these are extremely deep modes.
Yeah.
And they're all it's pretty very, damn fun.
Very deep, very fun. It's just if you're like me and you played a ton of Be a Pro in NHL a couple, 2 or 3 years ago, there's not a whole lot that is compelling to go back and do again. So
well that's always a knock on the on these modes that if you do it big 1 year, the next year you're gonna be burnt out.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So what's number 3, Mr. Lowerman?
Number 3, NBA 2K14's My Career.
Now, is this current gen or next gen?
I've only played next gen.
Okay.
And
so then this is current gen.
Yes. It is not PS5 or Xbox 2. had a lot of fun. I liked creating my guy. This is mainly wins because, as you know, I am terrible at the basketball game.
Yes.
This is mainly for your buddy. In the game, like your little manager guy,
yeah,
oh, okay. That dude is the best.
I mean, I'm having fun with it, and again, I think the reason I'm having fun with it is multiple things. Number one, I realize that some of this stuff is scripted, so I never know why things happen anymore.
Like why LaMarcus Aldridge just hates me,
or like why I miss those free throws when I shoot them exactly the same way that I have every time. Mm-hmm. Until after the game, you know, my buddy, because I play in Utah, so Derek Favors will come to me and be like, yo, man, you really screwed up with those. Actually, he doesn't say anything. He just stares at me with his mouth closed, but then there are words on the screen that tell me that he's saying these things. He's like, you know, let's go shoot some free throws, and you got to make 50 in a row or something like that. So there's a lot of stuff that is
scripted. So let me get this straight. The game just randomly decides that you're going to miss free throws and then punishes you for it.
I mean, I'm sure it's not randomly deciding that, but I think the shooting mechanic is so not great also. I mean, it doesn't help.
There are things that are scripted sometimes in the game and sometimes outside of the game where you're just going to miss a free throw or you're going to miss the game-winning shot. And it's all part of the story that's happening. And I don't even have a problem with that. You know, I really don't. Because now I kind of know that's what's going to happen. What's weird is you never know when you make or miss a shot if it's because of something you did or because you're not supposed to make that shot. You know, but it's all part of it. It's very fundamentally different than most things that have come before it in that it is really a story. You are participating in the story. It's not completely skill-based. Things are going to happen that are outside your control. You're going to get in arguments with players. You're going to have a rival. You're going to go up against that rival. You know, there's a whole lot going on, and it is cheesy and silly, and clearly some of the things have been not completely built out, and who knows how this thing unfolds as it gets into, you know, later years. I have no idea how long I'm going to play it, but it's like in my treadmill rotation, so I'm going to be playing it for quite some time. You know, it could be completely broken by the time you get to the end, you know, just wild stuff could happen, or, you know, it could be like, I've been impressed with just random things that happen. Like I said, I'm probably 20 games into my season, and you don't practice very often, but sometimes you do practice, like the game will just take you to practice. And then I was at practice the other day, and all of a sudden I got into like an altercation with one of my teammates, but like, you know, we're 20 games into the year. Right. And, you know, I'm probably, what, 10 or 12 hours into it, and random things like that that have not happened before happen. You know, it's just, it's interesting. And knowing now, like, what is going on to some degree, I'm totally cool with it. I'm having fun with it. Because if I want to play just regular 5-on-5 basketball, I can do that at any time.
Yeah. And it's funny because I forget how far I am, but in one of those cutscenes, Chauncey Billups wants me to carry his bag because I restarted my guy with the with the Pistons, Bullets, Clippers. What the hell is that team?
Well, one of those three teams doesn't even exist. So
Detroit. It's Detroit. I know it was a red, white, and blue team. Chauncey Billups, like, yo, you're carrying my bags. And first off, when they give you those, like, the talking, what is it, like the decision wheel of what you're going to say back?
Yeah.
Whatever I think in my head is nowhere near what the guy says back.
Right.
Like, I always think it's just like, maybe I'm just going to, like, say a joke or something. Never works out that way. And so Chauncey Billups tells me to take his bag. I'm like, cool, whatever. I'll take his bag. Then we get down the road a little bit, and I'm looking. I'm like, dude, Chauncey Billups doesn't even start on this team.
Right.
There's no way I should be carrying his bags.
Yeah, the same thing. Richard Jefferson is playing for Utah. I'm playing for Utah right now. He had the same thing with me. And I look on the roster. I'm ahead of him. I'm the sixth man. He's like, you know, the garbage time dude. And then, I don't know if you've had this. I guess you haven't, because you probably would have mentioned it at some point. I strongly recommend, TJ, you keep playing this mode, by the way.
Sure. Hey, when I put it on rookie, I play quite well.
At one point, you are going to be presented with the – basically, you're going to be told, look, you need to wear this red clown nose whenever you are traveling or whether you're at a press conference.
What?
And if what happens if you do or what happens if you don't has an impact on the game. So I chose to wear the red clown nose. And today, as a matter of fact, when I was goofing off playing it a little bit, my son was in the room building Legos. And he looks up and he sees my guy at a press conference wearing a red clown nose. And he's like, why is that guy wearing a red clown nose? And trying to explain to your six-year-old son why your basketball avatar is wearing a red clown nose is a conversation I never thought I would have.
Like, look, Leo, daddy has no spine. And this guy came up to me and said, wear this clown nose. So I said, okay.
All I know is it helps you out if you wear the clown nose.
+3 to play recognition.
It's nothing but good stuff in all those things, in all those areas.
But yeah, some of that. Oh, you know what my least favorite thing is? I actually have to listen to the game. Because sometimes guys call for the ball, and then they get really pissed if you don't. Like, I almost got into a fight in the hallway with what's his name.
See, I never listen to the game because I always play it on the treadmill, and I'm always listening to podcasts or something. So I don't even know that people are calling for the
ball. Some dude wanted to start a fight because I didn't want to give him the pass.
Well, see, I never really pass to anybody though, so that's not much of a problem.
Oh, yeah, I mean, your guy's good.
I'm a two guard.
T-shirt and black pants. And
I'm a two guard, so I pretty much try to find an open spot behind the 3-point line and chuck it up there.
Yeah, that's what I do too.
What position are you, TJ?
I am a shooting guard.
Yeah, me too. So
is that what a two guard means? Yeah.
Yep.
Two guard.
Yep. So I strongly recommend you keep playing it. It's a lot of fun. It's silly. It's goofy. It's weird. It's, you know, a whole lot of things, but it's interesting and fun. So,
yeah.
So then
keep it up.
What is number two?
Number two also could have been number one. MLB 13's Road to the Show. Still amazing. And this year you can hit in it. So that's a huge plus. This is the first time I've actually used a hitter for ever. because the hitting was so bad the last couple of years that I was just always a pitcher.
Yeah.
But yeah, even being a hitter this year is pretty damn amazing.
Now, did you actually try playing every game or?
Yeah, I was playing every game for a long while.
Like what, 2-3 weeks maybe?
No, I got through two seasons.
Like your true 162 sham.
Yeah, yeah, I like that. A little bit faster to play a game where you get 3 at-bats.
Yeah.
Problem was I got super powerful and then I was too good. I need to get off my team, but
yeah, it seems so hard to move up in that mode.
Yeah. Even if you're way overrated. I think I am the Rockies starting first baseman. Oh, I made it to year 3. You know why? Because after year 1, Todd Helton retired, and I was like, sweet. I got this all wrapped up for me, right? How about we sign Mike Napoli to play first base? Ah, great idea, right? So pissed. I think I changed my position to third base, and then I was set and got back up. But yeah, you can do that, and you know what? You can have a ton of fun. And then you know what? You can go and make your guy a pitcher, and you can have even more fun. I think just like the psychological game of pitching in MLB is amazing. And doing a road to the show as a pitcher is probably the funnest thing. And best part is when you're tired of sitting in front of your TV, you can put the save on the Weber nets, hop on your Vita, pull it down, and go take a poop and play another couple games.
I was going to say go on a road trip, like for work, and get on a plane. But,
is that a euphemism for poop?
That's that is most definitely not.
But yeah, I mean, it's. I wish they had more of the fun stuff that NBA 2K14 and like the press conferences and stuff. But I mean, you don't really get that in baseball. Like in real baseball, you don't see many press conferences.
So, right. so here's something, just sort of to go back a little bit. Would playing a baseball game where basically with online team play, would that work or would it be the most boring thing ever?
It would be the most boring thing
most
ever.
Boring thing ever. yeah, definitely. Most boring thing ever. How would you, they had what you can do 2-player.
Yeah, you can do like co-op right? mode. You like take turns at bat, right?
Yeah, I think you take turns at bat, and one person pitches, one person fields. That's also not that fun.
Yeah, no, I can't see any fielding possibilities being fun at all. You'd be standing around staring most of the time.
They're not fun when you're playing Road to the Show.
Yeah, that's just why I put it onto almost no defense.
Right.
Maybe I should try that because it's one of those things where I feel like I'm cheating the game by not doing that, but at the same time, it's like it's impossible to screw up, so it's not very fun anyway.
Yeah, there's no point.
Though, if you play a catcher, it's kind of cool. Though, then you just
get
frustrated
that the
guy. If you
play a catcher, then you're like playing full games because you have to call the pitches.
Yeah, but then you get really frustrated that your pitchers can't hit the spots. Then you're like, God damn it! Why do I not just have room to show guys a pitcher? And then you can hit all the spots you want if you're good.
It might be a little bit better as an infielder because at least then you get to try like double plays and stuff, and not everything is automatic.
True.
Nope. Still not fun.
Still not fun. All right.
No, because I play a lot of second base, and I find
that a euphemism.
Very boring. it's not fun. It's not terrible, right? And maybe some people would enjoy it, but I really don't get a whole lot out of fielding. In fact, I get, especially as an infielder, I wind up getting frustrated because sometimes it can be pretty tough to get. Sometimes it's tough to figure out what you're supposed to do when the ball is hit. Like on an infield ball, should you go for the ball or should you go cover the base? And if you make the wrong decision, everything happens so quickly. The next thing you know, you're standing at second base and the shortstop is staring at you as the ball goes bouncing by.
Yeah.
Fritch, you know what it needs? It needs more of crap. What is the name of that game? It needs some more New Star Soccer in it. You know?
I fail to find anything even remotely wrong with that statement.
Like, give me some. I mean, first off, don't do any microtransactions because I swear to God, I will not play this game. But
oh God. Oh.
Give me like yo, your dude's kind of tired. You've made $40 million this year. Do you want to buy a new gym for your house to get you better endurance?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to go buy, hey, here's a five hour energy. Just became a sponsor of the game. You want to get some 5 hour energy? You get boosted up for this game. It's going to be great.
I've said it before, probably on this show. I don't know why more games have not adapted basically everything New Star Soccer does as far as managing your single player life. You know, getting nice clothes and getting a nice apartment and getting an agent, you know, negotiating your own contracts through mini games. You know what I mean? Like guess high, guess low, you know, all of that stuff, you know, being able to go, you know, bet on horses, being able to go play blackjack, all of that stuff. It's great. And that's what ball players do. And it's wonderful.
So Rich Grisham.
Yo.
Pro Baseball Spirits, from what I can gather, has kind of this stuff that we want in single player mode.
Okay.
That's amazing.
Also, La Tour de France 2013 allows you to eat a banana mid-race. So
we talked about this last week. Remember, we tried to figure out what other game could do that, and we came up with maybe Mario Kart.
Yeah. So, I mean, these are things that have worked in other games. I know you could get, like, energy drinks and stuff in Pro Baseball Spirits when I half-heartedly tried to learn Japanese for 2 seconds and see what I could do. But yeah, that's the kind of stuff I want. Oh, yeah. Man, it could be good. It just doesn't work with the way every other game does because there's no press conferences in baseball unless you're retiring. Rich Grisham, we need to start a video game studio to make the best Road to the Show ever.
No thanks. I'd rather not lose everything I've worked so hard to gain over 6 months.
Sure. I can live with that.
So, TJ Lowerman, That Sports Gamer, what is the winner of the best single-player career mode in 2013?
Rich Grisham, let me answer your question with another question. How long does the average Major League Baseball career last? Nobody knows that answer, but it could be like 20 years.
The average?
No. I mean, it's not, but it could be. No, but you could not play for 20 years. How many years of basketball?
I don't think the average is 20 years.
No, the average is probably about 5 to 6 years for those who actually make it to the majors. And that's probably even a...
I feel like basketball players last for about 45 years. Shane Battier is still playing.
Yeah, but that dude's 65. Shane Battier, there's like, you know, 25 Kwame Browns. You know what I mean?
Is Tyler Hansbrough still playing?
What about hockey?
Yeah, Tyler Hansbrough is a good player for the Pacers. They're one of the best teams in the league.
Huh, look at that. Hockey also. You can play forever and a day in hockey.
For every Gordie Howe, there are plenty of Pat LaFontaines.
Sure. The game that I have chosen for number one puts a time limit on how long your career can be. And that is Road to Glory in NCAA Football 14.
I have to disagree here, but that's just me not liking single player football that much.
Scott, you're picking the wrong positions. Be a quarterback or a running back at a good
school. I usually am a running back.
And it's pretty legit. Except
I think quarterback's the only fun position for me.
But I think that's when you have to make sure you pick the right school if you're going to be like a running back.
Because like even if I'm a running back, when I have to go run the routes, you know, on the passing routes, I never quite feel like I'm doing it right. And then when the ball comes, I don't quite know what to do. It's just, you know.
Rich, obviously, if the coach does not call a running play, you hit sim to next play. Duh.
See, that's the tricky thing about being a running back is that you could still be involved in the pass play. At least when you're playing as a quarterback, if they call a run play, you can skip it.
Right.
True. Or you could just audible out of it.
And I'm not anti Road to Glory. I thoroughly enjoy Road to Glory. I've played it a ton. It's just that I've never quite found my favorite thing to do, if that makes sense.
My problem with Road to Glory is that, and maybe I haven't messed around with NCAA 14 enough, considering I've played all of a quarter of it since I bought it yesterday. Is the fact that, is Super Sim still hideously broken?
No, it seems not to be a little better this year. Okay. I simmed a game and I was hoping I would magically win it, but I didn't.
I mean, in our online dynasty, I would often, out of frustration, sim through entire segments of me playing defense just to get the ball back on offense so I could screw that up again.
Okay, because in the past, the problem was like the clock wouldn't run the same, so it'd be like the other team would have a whole drive, but it took like a minute off the clock.
Or, I don't think
it was more of a clock management problem. Yeah, it was more of a clock management problem then.
Okay, if they fix that, then I might be more inclined to agree with you once I actually try the mode some more myself.
Yeah, Scott, it's pretty awesome. Though, wasn't you couldn't get your guy into Madden this year, right? Heartbreaking. That's why
I think they patched that in, didn't they?
Did they?
I don't know. No, they fixed the draft classes. I don't think they fixed the...
No, you had to, because in NCAA 14, it would always ask if I wanted to export my draft class from Madden. So they did.
No, yeah,
your draft class, yes, but not your pro. Not your individual player.
Oh.
Which, heartbreaking. I blame that on Madden, not NCAA.
I blame that on you, TJ.
Can you still blame it on me?
Can you still then become a coach? Remember that was an option.
Oh, yeah. You can still become a coach at a college.
Okay.
But it was like, oh, I make this guy that's amazing in college, and then I have to go create an all new guy and just in my mind keep the same storyline, which was the worst. I mean, I'm still mad about this mode because of the Heisman that I didn't win in, I think, like NCAA 10, it might have been.
You really do need to let that go.
Look, I was the best running back in football. Literally won the award for best running back in college football. Set all the records. Out of Hawaii, a college known for their passing. And I lose the Heisman to another running back.
TJ.
Get out of here.
Nobody wins the Heisman in Hawaii. You know that.
Why not?
What are you doing to yourself?
Why not?
You know how many record passing records have been shattered at that school? And nobody cares.
I mean, all of not them. It's just not fair. Literally just not fair. So yeah, that's why I only go to big name schools now, because I want to win more Heismans.
Smart.
But yeah, I love that it's only limited to 4 years.
Yes, that is a good thing.
Yeah.
You always know where you stand, like in the depth chart. That's always my favorite thing. You can make your guy look cool. I mean, it's my favorite best single player career mode.
Well, there you go. All right, we are not yet going to do the game of the year, because it feels like that should be the last thing that we should talk about. So we're going to now do the most anticipated game of 2014.
I like that. You just did the read option, handed the ball, and then decided to keep it to yourself.
So Scott Binns, I'm going to ask you, what is your most anticipated game of 2014?
Now, see, this is a hard one for me, because I'm not particularly planning on buying any more sports games now.
Ever?
Well, probably for 2015 anyway.
Sure. I can see why you don't want him on the show anymore, TJ.
Yeah, and I honestly don't blame you for that. At least not until I can like get a next gen system, maybe. But I knew this was going to happen. Yeah, it's just I'm at a point here where
Mario Tennis 2.
I think there should be a Mario Golf game on the 3DS coming out this year.
Yep.
But they haven't said anything about it since they announced it existed, and then announced that it wasn't coming out in 2013.
I may have just had to change my list because I thought of a game that I really want now.
All right, go ahead. That being said, I can still be excited for where the games are potentially going, even if I can't play them right now.
Sure.
Wait a second. Hold on. Before you go there, Scott.
Okay.
Let's just say that TJ and I constantly browbeat you from now until March. Every day. Every single day. Scott.
If you put $20 aside every week.
We know you can get a PS4. Your world will not collapse if you get a PS4. You will not be homeless. You will still have a car. You'll still be able to go to work if you get a PS4.
Right. You won't be homeless because Angela will have kicked you out. You'll be living at your parents' house.
Can you talk to my girlfriend about this?
Scott, if you put...
What is this strange hold that you let her have all over you?
If you just put aside $20 a week... Actually, if you literally probably put down $20 a week, you could have a PS4.
Of course you could. Skip two lunches a week and brown bag it, and you will have yourself a PS4.
Yeah.
It is not that bad.
I already don't go out to eat.
Don't even brown bag it. Just don't eat.
So it'll let's just say
it'll be good for you, and you'll get a PS4 at the end.
I mean, you know, many years ago, when my wife and I got married, many years ago, I heard her say to her friends, you know, it's kind of cool that Rich likes to play video games because he winds up hanging around at home a lot more often than he used to. There you go.
Which was a big time clubber, Studio 54 every weekend.
He's playing a rock and roll band. So when I sort of got out of that and wound up staying home more often, one of the things that made it a lot easier to stay at home was, you know, popping in, playing Madden or NHL or whatever. Long story short, you need to alter your girlfriend's perception about video games. They are a good thing for relationships. They keep you around more often. You spend less money on other stuff because you've bought and made your investment with your video game system and your games.
As long as you don't take that to the next logical point of wanting to write about video games and record podcasts and do videos, because that will waste you more money than you would ever believe.
No, the thing is, I don't see myself getting a next-gen system maybe at the end of 2014, so it's hard for me to be excited for any 2014-specific games.
I feel like you need to visualize.
I'm gonna get there. It's just I got other things I got to do first.
I think
that
you're
are going to cost me some money.
I think you're wrong, Scott.
This is the worst answer to that question ever. Yeah. By the way,
you've lost.
You didn't let me finish.
Scott Binns gets the That Sports Gamer Award for worst answer to a question in 2013.
All right. So your answer.
I'm going to say I'm really excited to maybe see where Madden is going to go now, because from what I hear, they took a lot of right steps on next gen this year. With NCAA gone, I feel like maybe they've got some, I would hope, probably not. I'm probably way wrong on this, and just wishful thinking. You know, maybe now they can maybe start doing some of the things that NCAA was doing for some reason.
Interesting. Scott, let me ask you a question. Know, as a professional, at a normal football game, how many cameramen are around the field?
Oh, let's see.
Between video cameras and clicky-clicky cameras.
Okay,
rough number.
Well, you got to think, you know, let's just assume every fan has a camera.
No, I mean on the field, official.
Oh, okay, official camera people. There's got to be a good... close to 50, if not more.
Excellent, because today, let me tell you the power of next gen, Scott.
All right.
I counted 76 men wearing the exact same vest.
Nice. Actually, I got a really good deal on a gray
vest.
That was a great Twitter exchange. By the way, you know they wear the same exact stuff when it's snowing?
Ooh, I mean, those shorts look very warm. That's not including the other about 20 or so in brown vests, which I also saw.
Actually, I'm going to go off the cuff and change my answer here because it just dawned on me what the obvious answer is as far as next gen goes, the fact that we haven't seen NHL next gen yet.
Ooh.
I can only imagine that that's going to be absolutely amazing because they've done so well.
You'll be able to see your face in the ice like Tearaway. But better.
I remember it was awesome when you could see the ice actually degrade over the course of a period.
It's a good answer, Scott.
You know, in between getting absolutely demolished in NHL 14 today, I was definitely thinking to myself, I'm very excited to see the first next-gen version, especially because they've had the time to work on it, too. No doubt.
Rich, what's your most anticipated game of next year? Did you speak about that on another podcast that you do where you speak of sports video games? Or did you guys not discuss that topic?
We didn't really get deep into it. I think personally, it really, if I had to pick one, it's probably the show because it is developed by Sony on their platform. Mm-hmm. As opposed to NHL, which is a multi-platform game. But both of those are anticipated based upon knowing nothing about it, right? Like as we get closer to both games being released, there could be aspects that come out for one or the other that would change that, right? Like if all of a sudden we find out that there's going to be, as we were talking about, like a single player mode in the show that is going to be revolutionary, not evolutionary, that could be awesome. Or if all of a sudden there's like some amazing historical mode.
Oh my God, that'd be amazing.
In, you know, the show with like old timey players and teams, you know, just something like that. Cause you know me, I'm a sucker for that stuff. It's one of the reasons I loved NBA 2K12 and 11 so much. Well, it's not just that they had the old teams, but they had fun, compelling ways to use them in interesting situations. You know, right. Like MLB The Show's had old teams and old ballparks, but they were kind of throwaway. Like, give me a reason to use them, some sort of persistence where I can use them.
Yeah, there's no real reason to use the old-time ballpark except for, like, Home Run Derby.
Right. and in NHL, right? Like, if they have the Olympic tournament, for example, that would be super awesome. But yes, they have some semblance of the international teams and stuff. But, I mean, give me something legit and persistent because, I mean, I don't know about you, but I love Olympic ice hockey. I always have. And now that they have the pros in it, it's an amazing – it is by far the best way to watch the sport because it's got all of the great stuff about it and none of the stuff that's not great. You know, so like, but those are the two games I'm most looking forward to because we haven't seen them on next gen yet. But I'm looking forward to all of them. Like, you know, I'm with you, Scott. I really want to see what they do with, you know, a full development cycle under that belt with some more knowledge about the next gen systems. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm interested to see where NBA 2K goes. I'm very interested to see what NBA Live does. You know, can they do something with what they've got? You know, I'm you know, FIFA, obviously, like there's no sports game coming out next year I'm not really looking forward to. But it's a toss up between the show and NHL for me for most anticipated.
Yeah, my biggest thing was that, you know, in the, I'll admit, 5 minutes of PS4 FIFA that I played, I kind of went, this looks awesome, but none of it feels all that different to me. Now, maybe I got to play it more, but...
No, it's FIFA.
Okay.
It's FIFA.
Yeah, I was like kind of sad there was no demo of Madden there.
Okay. Why break a good thing? In no particular order other than the order I put them in, which is the very particular order, mine are WWE 2K15, because I would like to see if 2K is going to break that series now that they're going to have real control over it. Because I don't think they really had that much control over the 2K14 stuff. NBA Live 15, because let's see what actually happens.
Right.
If there's an NBA Live 15.
Right.
Because.
There will be.
I mean, hey.
I mean, I say that like I know. I don't know.
In 2011, you were going to say, there will be NBA Live 13. So, there's no way they could, cancel the game again, right? So, very interested for that. As you said, NHL 15, what are they going to do? See, Scott, I would be very worried that NHL 15 is how you felt about FIFA 14 on next gen.
And that could be. I mean, the thing is, that doesn't mean it's a bad game.
Right, right. It's just how much can you, what can you really do to make it different?
And kind of to go back, that's kind of where, and that's, you know, playing that FIFA 14, it doesn't make me feel like I need to rush out and buy a PS4 right now. And I don't think any of the games that are out now would make me do that.
Well,
are they better? Yes. Are they so much better that I need to, that it sets off the trigger in my brain that makes me go, I must have this immediately? No, they don't.
Will my most anticipated game of 2014, MLB 14 The Show, make you run out and get one?
Probably not, no.
I think you're going to see it and you're going to be very angry with yourself, Scott.
Oh, it's going to look amazing. I have no doubt it's going to look amazing. That doesn't bother me that much if I do get the PS3 version, which I don't think I will.
I don't know if you can go that long with no baseball, Scott.
I can play MLB 13 for a while. There's there's roster sharing. I can get updated rosters.
I don't know how I feel about that, Scott. We're gonna start a new podcast called Let's Get Scott a Next Gen System, or let's just guilt Scott into a Next Gen System.
I'm trying, man.
He's going to put the hard sell on him.
Having nothing.
You know what I'm going to do is I'm just not going to stream any MLB 14. Or if Scott comes on, I'm just going to block Scott from my Twitch channel so he can never see what it looks like. I'm like, it's that good, but you can't see it. It's unfair to you. Yeah, MLB 14. I saw the back of Jeff Solomon's head in a video. I mean, that's enough to sell me on the game. but yeah, looks amazing. Jay Worth's beard is amazing. Oh, yeah. WWE 2K15, see, I want to see next-gen wrestler hair. That's huge.
See, I think with MLB 2K14, MLB 2K14, why did I say
Whoa,
that?
Whoa, Scott, do you know something we don't know?
Yes.
He's got inside information, folks.
No, you said wrestler hair. That's right. That's why I went to 2K. No, with MLB 14, the show, I think it's going to look amazing, but I don't think it's going to play a whole lot different yet. Because that's kind of what happened PS2 to PS3.
But you could say that about all the games, essentially, right?
Yeah. Actually, I thought FIFA looked amazing, but it wasn't like a it wasn't the same jump that 2HD was.
Right. I agree. What else? I'm very anticipating if another company comes out and makes a baseball game. I don't know if that's going to happen. I would like to believe it's a thing. I want it to be Konami, but I remember I sent an email to someone at Konami once, and they didn't even know what the game was. So, I mean, we'll see. We'll see what happens with that. That's who I'm voting for to get the non-exclusive MLB license, but maybe we can get NFL Fever next year. How sweet would that be? Exactly, no. That sweet. That's about as sweet as I thought it was going to be.
Cricket.
Well played, gentlemen. Well played.
All right. So does that bring us to the game of the year?
Yeah.
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 So, TJ Lowerman, what did not make it to the podium for the That Sports Gamer Game of the Year?
The answer to that, the honorable mention that stands off to the side, maybe it gets some flowers. You think the honorable mention gets flowers? Maybe?
Yeah.
I'd say give it.
They can get flowers.
Call, you know.
NHL 14.
Ooh, ouch.
I mean, other than our league, nothing really holding me to the game.
Fair enough.
Be a Pro's cool. Rich is going to argue with me. I thought the anniversary mode was kind of a throwaway thing. It was cool for like a half a second. Or Rich is not.
I agree.
No, I like it. It was fun. It's certainly, it's fun to play couch co-op with a buddy, right? Like I've had 3 different people come over and we have played that mode and had fun and probably would not have busted that game out had we not had that mode, just because it's a pain in the neck to try to teach somebody how to play it's a pain to teach somebody how to play a sports game these days. They're just, you know, they're so complex and complicated. If you're not in, you know, if you're not in that universe, it's a pain. So I definitely enjoyed that, and I'm obviously in the minority, but I like that mode.
But watch, here's the difference. Rich, you don't have a camera on you right now, but I'm going to see the smile through the Skype. Would you say you had more fun playing NHL 14's anniversary mode or that night when we set up Blades of Steel on your computer?
Well,
Blades
of Steel all the way.
I think it would have been better if they actually put NHL 94 in the game. It's literally
done that before. It didn't work, you know?
Worked for me, buddy. I liked it.
I think the mode should have been online.
Or that. Or anything more than what it had. Or just let me play with the sounds. Just give me those sounds in the regular game. I'd have been happy with
that. Honestly, the thing is, it felt like something they put in there so that they can then advertise NHL 94 mode and run out and buy it.
Yeah. I agree. But yeah, nothing.
That doesn't mean, that's not to say it's not fun, but.
Yeah, it's just, there's nothing that makes me put in that game outside of our league right now. EASHL is great. I don't have any friends playing it with me right now, so let me know when we want to get on and play some YaySHL. I'm even getting good at saying YaySHL. So, I mean, that's good. But yeah, it's not, for me, not top three.
So then what is number three?
Number three is FIFA 14.
Now, I'm shocked. Shocked!
Shocked, shocked. That low.
It is that low.
Yeah.
Defend yourself.
I don't understand how transfers work in the slightest. So that whole be a manager thing doesn't really work for me. No online seasons. I mean, online leagues. Kind of a heartbreaker. Pro Clubs is awesome. Ultimate Team's awesome. What else is in this game? Pro Clubs is awesome. Did I say that?
You I said that already.
That's how awesome it is, Scott. That and two of the three things that I'm going to say, Pro Clubs is there twice. 2v2 seasons, we need to do more of. Rich?
Yeah.
You down for 2v2 seasons?
I'm totally down. I need some help in that game.
I know. We can do this. Well, 2v2 seasons, you use real teams. Pro Clubs, we can use our pros. I'm down to do either way. And that is not a euphemism.
good.
But yeah, FIFA 14, man.
Nothing wrong with that.
FIFA 14 is like a powerhouse. So, yeah, it's really good. Number three, best game of my favorites this year.
So then number two.
That would be Madden NFL 25.
On next gen, I presume?
Hey, I'll go both. Both gens. Both awesome. Both love them lots. I love my Ultimate Team I have on the Xbox 360. I love
you are the Ultimate Team guy.
I love my Ultimate Team on the PS4. I love the PS4 league that we have going. Unless I lose my Week 17 game, in which case I am going to be pissed.
Now, TJ, can you go back to playing the 360 version now that you're playing the PS4 version all the time?
Yes, and it's going to sound weird, but they're almost completely different games.
Yeah, I actually recently
played... Yeah, it goes played, to both of you really come to the
yeah,
game.
I played my 4-stream game a few days ago, and I actually had a relatively speaking good game because I've been playing a lot lately, and while they are very different games, it's not like I went back and was just like horrified by the 360 version.
And you're,
it wasn't bad.
You're the Eagles in both, right?
No, I'm the Giants in the 4-stream.
Interesting.
Who are terrible, by the way.
Interesting, because I think you would probably do better if you had flipped teams on each console. I feel like if you had a little bit better of a passing team on the PS4, you'd be doing a little better. Though also running is, it's weird. Like speed backs in Xbox on the current, what do we call last gen? Last gen, the 360 and PS3. I feel like speed backs aren't as effective as they are in the PS4 version. So I actually I worked my Ultimate Team magic and got the Super Barry Sanders card on the Xbox 360.
Right.
But he is a speed back. He doesn't have trucking. He's pretty pointless on the Xbox 360. Mm-hmm. If you don't have a guy with good truck in 360, you're not going to do that good. But if you don't have a guy with great speed on PS3 or PS4, you're not going to do good. Granted, I'm a beast with Frank Gore, but he's an outlier. He's got speed, and he's a bull in a china shop, so works both ways for him. But yeah, they're very much the same, very much different gameplay-wise. I mean, all the controls are the same. Both kick meters are broken. I don't comprehend how that's a problem. Thankfully, I only screw that up the first time, and then I remember after that, but...
You tell me the arrow still points the wrong way.
Yep.
Yep.
That's how I beat the Texans.
It boggles my mind to think that making the wind, the kick meter tell you what direction the wind is actually facing would totally destroy the entire game.
I also have no idea which way it goes on kickoffs. But I now kind of understand for kicking field goals. And let's not say that I went out of my... I wouldn't say I went out of my way to not tell the Texans that the kick meter was still broken. But let's not say I went out of my way to tell him that it was broken. and I think I may have won that game by him missing a field goal at a pretty important time.
Oh, my.
It worked out to my advantage, but what are you going to do? But yeah, Madden, it feels good. I haven't noticed. I mean, I still don't really notice much of the big changes between current and next gen. I do feel like the blocking is a little better.
Yeah.
But then there's still times where I feel like, wow, that guy just completely missed that block. If you look, there's a video on youtube.com/thatsportsgamer where my left guard, who is like a 93 left guard or something,
right,
he's really good. He just gets thrown about 15 yards and blows a game for me. It was like, I was like goal line. All I had to do was run it in. I had the running back just run out into the flat, and he ran into a spot where he would be in the end zone. And for some reason, my right guard just got thrown back literally about 10 yards into me. So I don't understand how that worked, but, and then sometimes they don't block downfield, but still. Let me tell you, look, Rich, here's the real answer. If you go to my Raptor page, this is the only game that's coming close to any FIFA ever. Which kind of tells you something about a Madden game, right?
Yep.
And most of those FIFA games were spent in the auction house, just chilling, seeing what's going on. But let me see if I can pull this up. All ever. Number one game, FIFA 11, Black Ops 2, FIFA 12, and at 291 hours, Madden NFL 25.
Wow.
I mean, that's pretty damn good.
Especially considering that game hasn't been out for more than a month and a half or so.
Oh, Jesus, I have problems. Oh, I wonder if this is only counting one version of it, too. This might be only counting the Xbox 360 version. I wonder if I can actually find this out. That's the Xbox 360 version. I can't search this thing. Wait, I can. Football. Oh, Jesus, don't tell me. No, it does not show me the PS4 version. Good. Good. If it showed me the PS4 version, I might be even higher. Which would probably be a bad thing. But yeah, Madden NFL 25 is really good, and I'm really excited for next year. But the stupidest thing I did was not get it on PS3 this year. Because moving my Ultimate Team over ended up being a real hassle. But thank you to the great community that helped build up my PS4 Ultimate Team real quick and made me competitive. I appreciate all of them. And now we need to get Scott an N-foot team in FIFA, in NCAA. So yeah. Let's do that.
Yeah, I thought about looking at it, but I don't know.
There is, if you need a good tutorial, if you go back and listen to some Press Row podcasts, me and Rich. Did some good.
I don't know that I need a tutorial. I just can't get into it as much as I'd like to. But
I think you need to figure out a way to get into it. Like, just go for Wisconsin players. That dude's good.
See, the thing is, I don't know Wisconsin players. I'd be better going for players that like play for the Packers now.
Yeah, do that.
I could.
Let's do it. You should get Gabe Karimi. He went to Wisconsin. He's left tackle, and he's sick. Do it.
So that means the winner of the That Sports Gamer Sports Video Game of the Year is...
MLB 13 The Show. Come on, man. Best game. Best game ever. And again, I think I said it in the Press Row thing. If Pasta Padre didn't do his sports game of the generation thing, I may have forgot this game came out. Other than the heartache of not getting through the true 162. Because once I saw it get to the final, I guess maybe the final four or the final pairing, I started thinking back. I'm like, yeah, MLB 13 is really, really good. MLB 12 was great, except for the fact that you could not hit.
Yeah.
And they fixed that. And I mean, I can't put into words how much I love that game, except to say
the rest is history.
I don't like the Cubs. I never want to play another game at Wrigley Field ever. Ever. Oh, you know what they should add to MLB The Show?
What's that?
Where you can play. They should like change the name of Road to Glory to make it CFM style, where you can pick an existing player or a rookie. That would be kind of cool. Free tip to anybody that may be listening that works on MLB The Show.
That could be fun.
That I think also fix Diamond Dynasty. Look, you have a whole mode that I literally hate, and it's the mode that I love the most in all the other games, and I still think you're the best game. That says something, doesn't it?
Just rip it off. Just rip it off.
Literally copy and paste. Go into EA Sports, pull that Apple Xerox thing where they went in, they literally saw everything, and they just walked away and then made it themselves. Just do the same thing. The hitting's great. Game looks great. I beat Scott in it damn near all the time we play.
We played like two games.
And who won them, Scott? Correct.
Anyway.
Online, still broken. It's easier to take shots at the stuff that's broken in this game, because the stuff that's bad is really bad.
I disagree with the online part, but...
Oh, yeah, the online... You know what? The online is not broken. The online is broken if you play with anybody in the Northeast or after 10 o'clock at night. Other than that, online works perfect. Like, I don't think we ever had a problem, right?
No, we didn't.
Yeah, and this was the first year we didn't have a problem, I think.
Yeah, no, that's definitely...
Yeah. I think online, if you know exactly when to play, you don't have a problem. I stopped playing people from Boston, and then I was fine. Because anybody that I ever played with in the Northeast always had problems. And I live in New Jersey. So if you go Northeaster than me, that's where the problems are. Unless your name is Rich Grisham, and then you cannot play online.
That's true.
Franchise mode is great. Road to the Show is great. Road to the Show, second best. Single player career mode. Did I give Frank? What I mean, cover athlete won the NL Rookie of the Year, or NL MVP. I mean, come on. There it is. Classic Scott Binns right there.
No, I'm going to make a good point. No, I'm going to make a good point here. The franchise mode has like all the crazy roster rules that the MLB has that I didn't know existed until I started playing that mode.
Oh yeah, you can only drop the guy so many times.
There's like the Rule 5 draft.
Yeah, it's so good.
Arbitration. There's arbitration.
Yeah, I should be the the Angels screwed up their roster way too much. Ugh. Now I'm just depressed that my PS3 is in my living room because I really want to play MLB right now. And who would I be? Would I go download a roster with Tanaka in it? Tanaka passed posting. Tanaka's going to be great next year. I can't wait. Oh, MLB. Such a good game. And I always say, go read Owen Good's post on the Digital Juice. Just ask him for it. He's got the link saved. I've never spent a dollar in that game. Pretty proud of myself for that. Come on, guys. You guys know MLB is the greatest. Just say something.
I have no problem with that entire selection.
Quite possibly the second best game of the generation.
The best would be...
I don't know. I guess NBA 2K11, according to people. Obviously, they're not as smart as me, so...
Definitely my favorite. All right, so I think there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. I believe that is... The show, the second part two of the That Sports Gamer 2013 awards. You've heard all of the awards. You've heard TJ's terrible reasons. I'm sorry, his terrific reasons for giving them. You've had Scott lament, probably making my heartstrings just to pull it, tugging on them just a little bit more about how he just refuses to join the next generation. But all in all, gentlemen, I think you did a fine job in 2013. I've listened to every episode you've done, even the ones that I was on. And I've thoroughly enjoyed what you guys do. And I'm looking forward to big things from 2014. A certain somebody tweeted that there were big things coming.
Get on board.
Sports Gamer Show in 2014. Any sneak peek, any sneak preview, any tidbits you want to give out there?
Word Mr. on the Lowerman? Street. Word on the street is that there's a new podcast coming to thatsportsgamer.com.
Oh, really?
Possibly one where we talk about old sports video games.
Very interesting.
Possibly one that I could stay relevant on.
Very interesting.
Let's not push our luck here, Scott. episode one in the can of That Sports Gamer's Retro Roundtable. You can follow that.
Tell me when you recorded that one.
Whoa. It's because we're that good, Scott. You can follow the show at TSG Retro Show. Oh, is that what it is? That is what it is, right? At TSG Retro Show on Twitter. First episode, myself, Rich Grisham, and the great Greg Seward of the Player One podcast sat down and talked about Blades of Steel. And sneak preview, I think the next one is going to be World Series Baseball on the Sega.
That's exciting.
I'm really excited, especially to teach Rich how to play that on his computer and then hear him get giddy when he's like, this is the best!
That will probably happen.
I don't know what else. I want to do more video next year. I have my mixing board, so now we can do more live stuff. So if, say, some penny-pinching expo doesn't want to have us come up there and talk about sports video games there...
Well, we're still doing it anyway, right?
We're just going to do our own thing. Yeah. So I'm really looking forward to going up to...
And it
Boston
might even
in
be
April.
More fun, you know?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to going up to Boston in April. Us, the Madden Tips guys, we're going to do stuff. That's going to be great. I'm literally saving all my money just waiting for that.
Yep.
Because we're going to tear it up. Scott Binns.
Yes, we are.
I would tell you to fly out, but I'd rather you save your money and buy a PS4.
Agreed.
Unless you can talk the lady into going with you, in which case... Scott, you just pitch it as a vacation. Be like, oh, we're just going to go this weekend. It'd be great. And then.
Just going to randomly go out to, where are they? Boston?
Boston, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, bring her along. Be like, hey, I just got to run downstairs real quick. And then 8 hours later, you can reappear. we have to start pumping out episodes so that we can make sure episode 100 is recorded during that time.
That's right.
Or we will just record 18 episodes there. if we don't record one more episode between now and then, we'll record 18 more while we're there.
We can do that.
I think that would be fun. I just hope everybody comes down again.
Oh, they will.
I hope the panel gets accepted because I didn't buy tickets. Main reason being that.
Nor did I.
But again, PAX East, not really a big sports video game place. There was
no.
There was a sports video game last time.
And yeah, there was.
The real kick in the nuts about this year's PAX, I was like, oh, we should get up there early and go see a Red Sox game. But, of course, they are playing in New York that weekend.
Womp, 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 womp.
I hate when they do that. That always seems to be the thing. Yeah. One year I went away to Tampa Bay. I was like, oh, sweet. We're going to go to a Rays game. We even stayed in the hotel where the visiting teams stay, and it was the All-Star break. I was like, that's awesome. Also, that hotel, haunted. And while we were there, they were recording Ghost Hunters. That's pretty ridiculous.
Wow.
I don't know, Rich. We should start another podcast, too, just for the hell of it.
I don't know how many we can keep cranking out, you know?
I mean, first off, I can keep cranking them out. You are on... at least 64 that I can count. Actually, you know what? Pasta Padre did give me an open invite to come on the Press Row Hangout whenever I want, so as long as it's relevant to the topic, I guess.
I do not recall being in agreement with that.
Rich! I'll just sneak in. I think I could probably just join those Hangouts that you guys do. Nobody will know. I don't know. I want to do a lot of stuff. I hope everybody comes for the ride. Hopefully I can do more writing because I have been slacking on the writing. Maybe me and Rich can write some stuff. I would like to write some more stuff. Maybe this is the year that Sports Gamer gets profitable. Who knows? Go to thatsportsgamer.com/Amazon. Make sure you purchase all your goodies over there. My hosting bill is up at some point this year, so let's start using those links so that the site stays up. That'd be great. I don't know what else we want to do. Give me ideas. You can hit me on Twitter at ThatSportsGamer. Send me emails to feedback@thatsportsgamer.com. We'll do whatever you guys want. I'm just here to play video games and have fun. And if you guys keep watching and listening, I'll keep doing it. And if you guys stop watching and listening, tough crap, because I'm still going to keep doing it anyway.
Perfect. Perfect.
Someone buy me a PS4 so I can actually stay relevant here.
Look, I am willing to set up a PayPal linky thing somewhere so people can donate to Scott's PayPal thing. Now, if you set up one of those PayPal donation things, can people put in notes? Anybody? Anybody?
I don't know.
I'll have to figure that out. We'll take donations for Scott to get a PS4. We've always joked about it, but I'm almost kind of willing to make it a real thing. leagues. I want to bring back leagues. And by bring back, I mean do more, even though there's less games out, I guess. I definitely want to do a Madden League next year. But then I also
Can we just kill the idea of an MLB League?
No.
Unless something major changes.
I'm never, ever giving up the idea of an MLB League. Because that is the only game I want to play a league in. And I have to keep playing Madden Leagues and NCAA League. Scott, we got to get you into the NCAA League.
Yes, we do.
And then we got to pray that they don't turn off the servers.
Yeah. You know, as soon as I join this, right when they're going to shut off,
I'll be gone.
Well, I mean, you don't have to wait that long because my Xbox Gold literally runs out in about a week and a half.
I see. Where are you guys in your dynasty?
It's week 9 of season 2.
Okay.
Or season 3. We've been going a little slow. Not like the Press Row Podcast Madden League. That is the lying. Week 17, and I think we started 3 days ago. The thing is just, I don't know how we're going that fast, but it's ridiculous. I'd like to do more streams, more videos, that kind of stuff. I would also like to learn how to do some sort of video editing software to make really cool videos, but that's neither here nor there. I just want to do more. Then my wife will hate me even more for spending even more time in my office. But hey, what are you going to do? We're having fun, right, guys?
That's right.
That's what it's all about.
Love it. Love it. So take us out, TJ.
Yeah, sure. Let me, as I didn't do again last time, I didn't pull up the doc that says all the stuff. but as always, you can follow me on Twitter at ThatSportsGamer. Rich Grisham, I believe, is also on the internet.
I am. You can follow me on Twitter at Rich Grisham, and you can subscribe to and rate the Press Row podcast.
You can do that on iTunes and Stitcher, if I am correct.
That is correct.
And you can also find Rich's writings on Games Radar and OXM and the Ad Gamer magazine at your local Best Buy.
It's true. I just recently reviewed a game for the Xbox One called Max the Curse of Brotherhood, which I had never heard of before I was given the assignment, and it's actually a wonderful, wonderful game.
It's on the Xbox One, right? Or is that?
It is on the Xbox One, yeah. If you have an Xbox One and are looking for a really fun, well-priced 2D platformer, it's great. Cannot recommend it enough. Gave it 4.5 out of 5 stars.
Well, Rich Grisham, first off, you said Xbox One. Secondly, you said well-priced. Yes. Have to assume there's a ridiculous amount of microtransaction crap that's loading up this game.
There are zero microtransactions, sir.
What?
Zero.
I almost don't believe it. We'll call you Cheapy Rich, mainly because I read a tweet that you were saying to Cheapy D about how it's a good game.
Yeah, it is.
You know what I'd like to do? More news episodes of That Sports Gamer Show, since we haven't done one in a good long while. So if you did not know, there's a new NCAA football uniform packs out. That's been the good news of the last month that we haven't been doing stuff.
Is that a new one? Because I thought the last one was the last one.
I think there was a new one.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And they put out some pictures of UFC. You've literally caught up on the last month of sports video games. Oh, and they said they're going to make NBA Live better. And they really haven't. That's the news. Scott Binns, can people find you on Twitter between the hours of 9 to 5?
Actually, no, not really between 9 to 5, because probably at work most of that time. But at Darth Obvious.
Yeah, that's where Scott is. Talk to Scott. And when he responds to you, it may have an upside-down exclamation point in front of it.
You get over that.
But yeah, as I said, you can find me on Twitter, at ThatSportsGamer. Give us a like on Facebook.com/ThatSportsGamer. You can also follow at TSG Retro Show and at TSG Leagues on Twitter to keep up with the new podcast and what's going on in the leagues, even though we don't tweet from that much. But I'm going to start retweeting streams and stuff with that account. What else we got here? If you want to leave some feedback, you can leave a comment below this post on thatsportsgamer.com or send an email to feedback@thatsportsgamer.com. You can also subscribe and rate and review and do all that good stuff to us on Stitcher and iTunes. Links are in the show notes. And make sure if you'd like video images in your eyeballs, you can head over to youtube.com/thatsportsgamer or twitch.tv/thatsportsgamer as well. Ugh, that sounds like everything, guys.
That was a lot of stuff.
If it ain't, it should be.
All right. As always, I'm your host, TJ Lowerman, a.k.a. That Sports Gamer. Rich Grisham has been your also host. And Scott Binns has been co-hosting on this, another edition of That Sports Gamer Show.